Good.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. I called collect.
That's fine.
I don't even know if they still do that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I remember when I was young and going to college, that was the signal that I would give my parents. I'd call up collect and they'd refuse the call. And then they'd call me back because collect was like three times as much.
Yes.
And that was like, God, 45 years ago or so.
Yeah. Yep. But times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah.
So we're talking about healthy, nutritious snacks for kids as they go back to school. So I was wondering if you could give me some ideas for affordable lunches that parents can prepare for their kids.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'd like to do it in a slightly different order and format.
Oh.
But you have time, right? This isn't like a radio show, so if it takes
right. Okay. Yeah.
The first thing I think that's very important that almost all parents and kids forget,
uh-huh.
and it's probably the worst thing they do, is what they drink.
Okay.
If you think of it, especially younger kids, you know, they drink what's juicy juice and things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's all sugar, even if they get real juice. Or sugar substitutes,
okay.
which are all bad for you, especially for things like diabetes and weight gain, except for stevia. So what I try to do is get all my people, first of all, drinking water.
Okay.
And the water, they should drink one half their body weight in ounces of water per day. So if they weigh 60 pounds, they should drink at least 30 ounces.
Okay.
And if they're active, you should even do it more. You know, drink
okay.
more water. And I, through my research, and you know, I have a PhD in nutritional science, I found that the biggest problem that all of us have, but especially children, is that a lot of what we eat and drink does two things. It stimulates our opiate receptors, and I don't want to get too sciencey for you, you know, just like drugs does, which makes us want more of it. But it causes inflammation because it causes acidity. Sugar is the biggest one that causes acidity or sugary type foods. So I found a water, and if I'm allowed to give a name brand, I will. It was called Aqua H. It took me a couple of years of research and testing it. And what it is,
Aqua, it's
Aqua, AQUAOH.
Oh, okay.
And it's made from limestone.
Okay.
You know, heating it and cooling it and adding regular water to it and filtering it, etc. And it has a lot of OH negative molecules in it, or ions in it, which are called hydroxide. And these hydroxide ions run around after the, and they look for hydrogen protons, H+. And people don't realize it, but H+ is what causes acidity. Acidity does several things. It causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, which in regular, you know, older people causes aches, pains, heart disease. It's responsible or adversely affects 85% of all diseases. But for children, it throws off the insulin mechanism, and it either gives them a craving for more sugar,
mm-hmm.
or has their cells drop the sugar, which starts the whole cycle again. So it's very important to drink water, number one, and a good all-natural hydroxide alkaline water. And the good part about it, and the reason why I like Aqua OH for children, mm-hmm. is because it comes as a concentrate. So you mix 1 ounce of Aqua OH with 31 ounces of water. So you could let the kids make it, and then you could add a little stevia or some fruits. And if they make it, they take ownership of it.
Right.
But if you notice, one of the things you'll see with children is you never see them drinking water. Not until they're like in maybe high school and they realize it. But it's real bad for them to get dehydrated. It also cleans out the detoxification pathways, which gets rid of all the junk in our body, which helps. But if they don't drink it, it makes them, it gives them highs and lows from the sugar. And this gets rid of that. And it also, if they don't drink it, it makes them tired for, you know, like testing and by the afternoon in school. And if they have any after school activities. So drinking water, and like I said, I recommend Aqua OH because it's the only one that actually eliminates the acid. Because the OH looks for the H and it's forming water, H2O.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think almost everybody forgets, even nutritionists when they're talking about this. They just go into the healthy foods.
Right.
So I wanted to mention the water first to you. Do you have a baby with you?
Is that something that you buy on the internet?
Yeah, I could give you the website. First of all, they could get it from my website, but the actual website, if they want to learn more, is optharmony.com. And if they go through my website, I have two of them. One is drkeithcantor.com, DR for doctor, and the other one is named program, like your named Lisa, NAMEDprogram.com, and both of them, if you scroll down, has a thing for it, and they get a 5% discount.
Okay.
And they could also get a lot of free information from all those sites.
Okay,
now we could go to the food. The way I like to do it, and what I think is important, is school lunches have to appeal to the eye. And I found that the best way to do it is using a bento box. You know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. B-E-N-T-O box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a container. It has lots of compartments. And you put different things in the compartments. And you let them pick out some of the different things. And again, it's like the water. If you let them pick it out, they'll take ownership of it, and maybe they won't trade it or throw it away, because the schools find that a large percentage of the fruits and vegetables and things like that are thrown away.
Okay.
And we don't want that. We want them to eat it, and the best way to get them to eat it is to let them help with it.
Okay.
So here's some examples, and then I'll give you real examples. You want to get them involved in the planning process. So have them decide what type of protein that they would like. Because you want to have a protein, fruit and vegetable, and a healthy fat in the meals to give them a nice balance. So let them pick out between like nitrate-free lunch meats, boiled eggs, Greek yogurt, tuna or chicken salad. None of those are expensive. I guess the nitrate-free lunch meat might be a little more, but all the rest of them are inexpensive. Then let them choose their fruits and vegetables, like apple slices, carrot sticks, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, mandarin oranges, celery. Again, none of those are expensive. And the last, but definitely not the least, is healthy fats, like hummus, guacamole, nuts, trail mix, and nut butters like almond and cashew or sunflower, and let them pick it out, put them in different places in the bento box, and then they could use, let's say they pick carrot sticks or even cucumbers, they could use it to scoop it out, and then it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is you want to make sure it's very colorful. Because what appeals to their eye, they eat with their eyes.
Okay.
So if it's colorful or what we would say is pretty, they're more likely to eat it. But the first thing that's important is for them to make sure they have protein, carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, those are the healthiest ones, and healthy fats. And if they have a mix of that, you know you have a healthy lunch. And then I'll give you some easy examples of healthy lumen. Hummus, chopped vegetables, rolled nitrate-free cold cuts, almond-thin crackers, or pita chips.
Yeah, that's
nice, and of course the water. You could also help them make their own pizza with pita bread, tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, spinach, turkey pepperoni instead of regular pepperoni, with a side of fruit. You could do a yogurt parfait with Greek yogurt, with rolled oats, or low-sugar granola, fresh fruits, and chopped nuts, and let them make it, you know, beforehand. Or at least put it in a bento box so they're making it when they're there.
Okay.
And it's fun. Sliced apples, peanut or almond butter, a hard-boiled egg, 1 to 2 ounces of cheese. You cut it in, well, I don't know if you want to let them cut it, but if they're old enough, let them cut the cheese. And a mini English muffin or a bagel. Another one is corn chips with guacamole, salsa, rolled chicken, nitrate-free deli meat, and a quarter cup of trail mix with dried fruits and nuts. All this is stuff they should like, and it's pretty. If you want to do a soup, a black bean soup, or chili, a vegetable soup in a thermos, wheat crackers, and some chopped fruit. Another one is a cold cut sandwich on a Ezekiel bread with vegetables and hummus with a side of chopped fruit and 1 or 2 tablespoons of nuts. Another one is chopped fruit, nut butter, and a homemade protein muffin. And the last one I have 9, is a chicken and tuna salad with wheat crackers, so they're scooping it, spinach, and a side of chopped fruit. So those are all good ones, they're all healthy. It's giving them the mix of what they need. And you notice I stay away from anything sugary. Sugar is actually the biggest addiction in America. It's bigger than all the drug addictions. And in the long run, it actually hurts more people. You know, they say like heroin right now or opioids, we're losing so many people a day from sugar, which makes, you know, helps cause diabetes type 2. It makes cancer worse. It makes heart disease. You could just go through the list of almost all the diseases. And they learn from when they're young. So if we teach them to eat the right way when they're young, hopefully they'll carry it through adulthood and they'll be able to avoid all the preventable diseases. Because 85% of all diseases, and this is from the CDC, are nutrition related. The other thing to be careful of is, depending on how they store their lunch, make sure you put some ice things in their lunchbox if they store it in a place that isn't cooled, because you don't want the bacteria to get to anything. Because sometimes it's 3-4 hours until they eat.
Okay. And so where do you get these bento boxes? Is it like a bento lunchbox?
Yeah. It's all it is basically a piece of plastic with sections, and it'll fit in a lunchbox. Or it closes by itself, and you could use it instead of a lunchbox.
Okay.
I think you could get it like at Walmart or Target.
Okay. Okay.
You could always look online.
Idea.
What?
That's such a good idea.
Well,
I never would have thought of anything like that.
Well, the bottom line is, if you make it fun, like one of the things that I do is I give them celery, and then put some almond butter on it that they like it, and then I put raisins on it, and it looks like ants are walking across the celery.
Okay.
And they call it ants on a log, and it sounds silly, but it's healthy, and they talk about it. Just like with the water, when you let them squish with their hands some fruit in it and stuff like that, they talk about that. Yeah, I had to squish this orange or squish this lime or whatever it is. And they talk about it, so they're excited about their lunch. Most kids, you know, get their lunch, they look at it, they go, oh, God, peanut butter and jelly again.
Right.
because the parents are busy.
Right.
And these things, if you look at how I did it, especially since you're putting them in separate sections and you don't have to mix it and put it on bread or anything like that, you let them do it, mm-hmm. it's quicker. And I think you see almost everything I gave you isn't expensive.
Right.
Which is one of your criteria, I think.
Yeah. Wow, these are really great ideas.
Oh, I'm glad you like them.
Yeah. So can you give your website one more time?
Sure.
That I can...
I'll give you all three.
Okay.
My personal website is Dr. Delta Romeo. Uh-huh. Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R, .com.
Okay.
Another website is Named Program. N-A-M-E-D, Program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M.com. And that's a special program. It started off for people that had substance abuse problems, where I did special menus in the water. Then it increased to mental health. Then when I got involved with the VA, I had to do it if they have anything wrong with them, like heart disease or, you know, bipolar or, you know, anything that you think of, arthritis. But it also has, you know, a lot of samples of healthy foods and healthy lunches. Has a lot of, both of them have a lot of peer-reviewed articles that I wrote.
Okay.
And then the last one is Opt, O-P-T, Harmony, HARMONY.com.
Okay.
And that'll tell you all about the water. They even have a gel. And I use it religiously because I had a double fusion on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing that stops the pain is the gel. It only lasts about 2 hours and then I have to do it again. But it stops the pain because it's removing the acid, which is causing the inflammation, which causes the pain.
Okay. Great.
So did I earn my dollar?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Any other questions for me that I could help with?
No, that's good.
Okay, well, if you need anything else, do you have my number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just give me a call if there's anything else. When will this be coming out?
Next week, probably Friday.
Could you send me the a link to it, and I'll post it on my websites and social media?
Sure. That sounds good.
Okay.
I will do that.
My email is Keith at Dr. Keith Cantor .com.
At Dr. Keith Cantor
.com. But it's Keith at Dr. Keith Cantor .com.
Yep. Keith at Dr. Keith Cantor .com.
Yep. Okay, great. Have a wonderful day. And it was nice talking to you, Lisa.
You too. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.